on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, Prescott, and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're tickled pink on this morning's program because we've got a great array of guests here. But before we start into our guest introductions, I'd like to separate them out because we have a total of three, and I want to introduce you to the first guest. You may have heard her on these airwaves once or twice before,
funny,
but she's been gone, and it is my pleasure to reintroduce Sandy Griffiths. Good morning.
A guest, Mike. I feel like I've been gone forever. I can't help it. It was one of those things. One of those life things, was right?
It happens.
It happens.
But we're glad to have you back. Welcome
Mike,
back.
Thanks. I'm back. I still have a cast on my foot. Hopefully it will come off next Monday, and I'll have a walking cast where I can kick the scooters to the curb.
There you go.
Whoa, let me tell you. I have learned how to be an acrobat, a juggler, what do they call those people that do
circus Soleil?
Circus, so yes.
Soleil?
Oh, yes. I am so good at that. Let me tell you. I got it down. In fact, I think I can stand with both feet on my scooter. I've learned
Whoa.
How to do that. So it's good to be back. Thank you for carrying the workload for me, buddy.
Sure.
I listened to all the shows and they were amazing. You did a super job.
We limped along without you.
Oh, you did not limp. You soared along without me. So much so that, you know what? Maybe I just might start taking a couple Mondays
off. So it's time for us to take a break right now.
Take a couple Mondays off a month. Would that not set well?
No. No. We need to have you back in the studio.
Okay. So take us to break. And when we come back, we have our super cool people with us. Trails for Tatas.
Correct. Good to see them again.
It is. They've got an event happening Saturday today. We're going to talk about their Culver's fundraiser. Plus, Mike, they've got their own brew.
Ooh. Whoa. Now we're talking.
We're going to talk about canned brew. Trails for Tatas.
Cool.
Pink cream ale.
Ooh. Yummy.
I know. We might open it here.
Yeah. So will we be slurring by the end of the program?
We very well could be.
Well, we'll look forward to it. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in Cottonwood and PV, 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, OJ, or bring out that chocolate milk.
Or pink cream ale.
Might be a little early, but yeah, you could.
Nuh-uh. Lori's shaking her head. No way.
So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Our guests with us this morning, and they are no strangers to YCCA and Hammer Time, Miss Lori and Mr. Victor, Trails for Tatas. Hi,
welcome.
Guys.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
So, busy.
I know. Yes, you are busy. So first and foremost, your fundraising event is today, Saturday. Listeners, it's not tomorrow. It's Sunday. Today's your only day to participate and partake.
Correct.
You'll hear the show again tomorrow, Sunday, but don't go looking for a trail ride or whatever because they're over. Okay, your event starts today, Saturday at 8.
It does.
Let's talk about that right away and get that out on the airwaves should anybody want to participate and show up.
Yep, so we're starting off with breakfast at 8 o'clock, registration and check-in.
Is where?
At Summit on 420 Miller Valley Road.
Perfect.
And then we will go, after breakfast, we'll go on four. There's four different trail runs to choose from easy all the way up to a hard run.
Okay, so, Victor, which run do you take?
Well, I won't be taking any runs this year. I'm working.
Okay. Lori, which run do you take?
I will not be taking any runs either.
Yeah. Okay, because you'll be working?
Because we have to get set up for what comes after
the trail run.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so Mike, if you were on a trail run, which one would you take?
Well, my ego would say, oh, let's go for the hard one. My rational thinking brain would say, let's start off with the easy and work our way up.
Okay. So you've got four.
Right. Jesse's actually leading the hard run this year.
Okay, so good.
I just got off the trail with him. And then there's a poker run during the runs. So if you want to join the poker run, it's $10 a hand. And then we'll come back for lunch. Jersey Mike's is furnishing our lunch this year. And then we have box raffle, a live auction. We have a 50-50 raffle. We have the pistol that we're raffling off this year.
So if you don't show up for the trail ride, you can go back to Summit.
Correct.
And participate in lunch and raffles and spend money.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
So I have a question on the poker run.
Uh-huh.
Can you bring your own deck?
No.
Just asking.
No. Okay. How many people have signed up?
For the trail runs right now, I think I'm at about 60.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. So we still have room there. We still have some lunch tickets, event tickets left. So we're not completely sold out yet. It has sold out the last 2 years, and we're getting close, but not quite yet.
You will. People show up. They always show up unannounced.
Right.
So don't fret. So, listeners, that's today. Everything starts at 8. The trail runs easy to most complex. And then you go back to Miller Valley to sum up 4x4 to hang out for the rest of the day, participate, eat, drink, laugh, and tell stories.
Right. Right. And we'll also be doing the beer tasting and beer sales.
We're going to talk about
our Trails for Tatas.
This is so cool. So, to a little bit of the history for Trails for Tatas, you started Miss Lori in 2019.
Correct.
Was that your brainchild?
It was not. I was actually not involved in 2019. I started in 2020.
Okay, perfect. And Victor, how long have you been involved?
I've been to everyone. I wasn't involved the first year as far as organizing it, but I did attend.
So Trails for Tatas, for our listeners that may or may not know, it's Summit 4x4's way to show support for those in our community, right, Lori, undergoing breast cancer treatment?
Correct.
And you, over the years, have donated gazillions of dollars.
$250,000.
That's a big gazillion.
Wonderful.
And that money goes to the YRMC Baskin Breast Care Center.
Correct.
Right.
And every year you do that.
We do.
Amazing.
And we're trying to hit 100,000 this year.
Cool.
Where are you?
Very close.
Ooh, okay. So, Mike, maybe we need to buy a six-pack of Tata's Trail Ale.
Very well. Could have our name on it. And for those who haven't had a chance to go to the Summit location, it's just south on the curve on Miller Valley from the post office, right across from Paint Store.
O'Reilly and AutoZone.
Yep, and AutoZone. So
and Napa.
Easy to find.
And Napa, yeah.
Easy.
So can folks still sign up to participate? I mean, we know they have just like maybe 30 minutes or 40 minutes.
Right. Yeah, but they can still come to lunch. Lunch isn't until noon.
Okay, perfect.
So they have plenty of time to get to Summit for lunch.
Okay. So you've got Jersey Mike's for lunch. And so does that, if they buy lunch, does 100% proceeds for the lunch go to Trails for Tatas?
It does.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Well, and crumble cookies for dessert.
Oh, man.
Say no more.
Okay, perfect. Mike will be there. Okay. So are kids allowed on the runs?
Yep. Absolutely.
I think that's amazing. You've got like 60 people signed up, revving their engines and getting ready to go.
Yeah.
60 vehicles. So yeah,
60 vehicles.
Yeah, so there's more than
60
people.
So how long is a trail run?
We try to keep them between 2 and 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's a short run. But then the poker run is going on during that, so there'll be some stops and people can get out, stretch their legs.
Sure.
So if you don't have a 4x4, can you still drive a Toyota or a whatever?
You could do the easy run, ease it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to be from Skull Valley up through Copper Basin. It's just all fire roads, so.
Okay, so who plans the route?
I did.
Ooh, Victor. I hope you did them in a good mood. The Tough Trail, buddy. Where's that one?
The Tough Trail is, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's back off of Senator Highway and we just went by there. I can't remember the name of it, but it's back in there by the campgrounds. Off of just off of Center Highway, just to the west. So, super.
And everybody's pretty good about following the leader and staying in a row.
Most of the time. We always try to tell people that you're responsible for the person behind you, so you need to make sure that you can see them at all times. But every so often we have an issue, but. We haven't lost anybody yet.
Okay, that was my next question.
We still have a perfect record.
Yeah, perfect that you haven't lost anybody.
And we're not leading either of these runs, so if they lose them this weekend, it doesn't count.
Yes, no bad marks against you.
Right.
Oh, how
right.
funny. That is so funny. So you've been doing this every year since 2019. And you know, Mike, the coolest thing is that you keep it local.
We do.
Yep.
That's our number one concern is that all the money we raise stays right here. There are no salaries paid. All of us are volunteers. And it goes to help the people of our community, which is super, super important to us.
Cool. So share with our listeners, Lori, how it helps the people of our community that have this terrible disease in their body. Are they able to do processes for no charge? What happens?
Well, we have wigs if they're okay. You know, we have a contract with the place that sells the wigs that we can get them wigs, grocery cards, gas cards to help them out. You know, if they're a single mom and they're worried about not being able to feed their family and they're stressing out about it, that doesn't help them recover.
Heal, right.
So we're there to help them out. And I mean, they've now included prosthetics for after surgery.
Housekeeping. Tree trimming.
We've added tree trimming this year.
Cool.
Thank you, Johnny's Tree Service.
Okay.
Just basically anything that the nurse navigators feel they need to help them with their recovery. If they can't afford it, they've got some money there to help them out.
Very good.
So do you write the checks and process, the funding, or how does that work?
It's all of our money is donated to the foundation.
Okay,
when
so
the breast
okay.
care center needs it, they just contact the foundation.
Perfect. Okay. Wow. Good for you guys.
Yeah, we don't have time to write checks. We're too busy raising money.
Yes, and bottling Trails for Tatas cream ale. So, listeners, we have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this candy.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time. Our guests with us, we've got Trails for Tatas on. Their event starts today at 8 o'clock. Be there or be square. Get on those trail rides. Get over there for lunch. Participate. Buy a raffle ticket. And let's talk about your sponsors, because we all know that you cannot do anything without sponsorship love.
And we got the love.
Okay, so who are your loving sponsors?
Well, we have a bunch of them, and I cannot name all of them. I can tell you our main ones.
Perfect.
Our biggest and best is Finley Toyota of Prescott. They are our title sponsor, and they are amazing. We have our run sponsor, which is Novus Glass of Northern Arizona. So they'll have stickers on all the vehicles that are on the runs. You will have their name plastered on your windshield, along with Trails for Tatas.
Perfect.
And then we can't forget Aaron at Culver's.
Right.
He is also one of our main sponsors, and he just does amazing things for us.
So how does a sponsor, what do? Write you a check? They buy the sandwiches from Jersey Mike's? What do they do? And how are they recognized?
All of the sponsors did write us checks, and depending on the level of sponsorship that they got, they get certain advertising and, stuff that promoting them.
Good. You know, good for Finley for stepping up. And Culver's, Mike, you are such a Culver's fan.
Well, and
you are addicted to Culver's.
That I am. And they had a nice event back on Tuesday. To where they donated monies, 15%, I think it was, from 4 to 7, and gained a lot of free.
And how many times did you go through the line?
Only twice.
And what did you get each time?
Well, I had to start with a concrete mixer, but then I went ahead and had a meal also.
Eat dessert first. That's
yes. And Lori, can't you go to Culver's for the whole month of October, and that they ask you if you want to round up your
bill to the
next dollar?
Right. And all that roundup money goes to Trails for Tatas.
Awesome.
So go to Culver's every day in October. Couple times, Mike.
You hear that, Mike?
Lunch and dinner. Yeah. But that does add up. So certainly invite everybody to go in and take advantage of that.
Yep.
And say yes when they ask you, do you want to round up?
Correct.
Trails for Tatas.
Yes.
Perfect. But it's only the Prescott Culver's.
Culver's of Prescott on Willow Creek.
Yes.
3125 Willow Creek. Don't hold me to that, but
yeah,
it's...
You can't miss it right there, Culver's. We
right.
all know where that is. It's much easier getting into that parking lot coming from Prescott.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Where you don't have to cross the line.
Yes.
It's scary. I feel bad for those people trying to cross the line.
It is a little scary, but when one has... the benefits of Culver's at the end of their mission, it's really kind of easy to get across that traffic.
You're right. Charge over there. Okay. Culver's, hit them twice every day during the month of October.
And round up.
And round up.
And not that we want to avoid the Culver's in Prescott Valley, but for the month of October, let's try and get over there to Willow Creek.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can hardly wait to hear how much you've spent at Culver's end of October.
But it is amazing. It's a few cents, or up to 99 cents at the most.
Correct.
For each individual. But so it's a very minimal impact for the individuals. But in the broad spectrum, it really adds
up. It does.
So we wish you luck.
He did it last year for us, and I can't remember the exact figure, but it was in the thousands.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's good.
Yeah, around 2,500.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you two go through Culver's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sandy, what? Are you kidding? Yes, we go through Culver's.
I see Mike there at least two or three times a week.
And it's not because I enjoy it. I'm just trying to do my part.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah. You just buy it and move on, and that's it.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about this very cool venture that you now have, canned pink Cream Ale. Tata's Trail Ale is the name of it.
Right.
Whose brainchild was this?
Actually, Historic Brewing came to us.
They did?
They did. They've done some collaborations with other places, nonprofits, and right. regular businesses, and they've always been very generous in donating items for our auction. And this year they came to us with the idea of, hey, you want to have your own beer? We didn't have to think 2 seconds about that.
And they're out of Flag?
Yes.
Yeah. Super.
Yes. Yeah, and they have a family member that's going through breast cancer right now. So,
okay, so how does one become a brewer and make pink cream ale?
Well, you raise money for the breast care center for years.
Okay.
And then people just start coming with all kinds of fun offers.
Okay. So have you tasted this?
We did.
And?
We got the first two cans off the canning line. So
Wow.
Okay. Pop that top at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. It was a good day.
Yeah. No, the pink color, was that in reference to the Tatas?
Yes.
So yeah. They don't make any other quote-unquote pink ale?
Well, not a pink ale. They do have some other pink drinks.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they used a dragon fruit
Get the pink color.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you mix or brew? I guess we should say brew, not mix. Did you brew the ale? Were you in it from start to finish?
We were measuring the hops and all the different things and pouring it in. And
wow.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
And sweating.
It was a little warm that day.
A little warm, and the steam, you know, they use steam to warm everything, so that doesn't keep the place any cooler.
Yeah, but that's neat that they brought you up to be involved.
Yeah. And if you go on our website on our Facebook page, you can see different videos of during the brewing process and during the canning process. There's videos on there.
Okay. So you went and brewed the ale and then you canned the ale. I wonder, how does it get in here? How does it get in the can? What's the secret?
You'll have to watch the videos that's on our Facebook page, because I think there's a video that shows the process.
Yeah, the cans are open on the top.
On the top.
Yeah.
And then it goes through a...
It fills it, and then it sets the top on, and then it rolls the...
And it cools it down.
Yeah.
Still haven't figured it out.
Is it warm when it
goes through
in?
A chiller.
Yeah.
It goes through a chiller before they can it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's not cold. I mean, it was, when we drank it, it was cool. Yeah.
Now, because it was so hot and you were sweating, do they have a little spigot that you can go over and wet your appetite?
Well, they were giving us all their other beers to taste while we were
doing the brewing process.
Because there's a lot of waiting. You know, you do one part, then it has to boil, and then you do another part. And so, they kept giving us all different.
So different. By the end of the process, you got happier and happier.
Yeah, that's funny. So on the can, it says, this beer is for the fighters, the survivors, and the loved ones we've lost. Historic Brewing Company and Summit 4x4 brewed Tata's Trail Ale to support the YRMC Foundation and breast cancer awareness through Trails for Tatas. Every pour is a step towards hope, healing, and a future without breast cancer. Drink with heart. Drink for the cause. Who wrote that?
Perfect.
Historic.
Historic.
Wow, we can't take credit for that. No, I know. That almost brought me to tears when I read it.
That's beautiful.
It is.
Listeners, we have to take a break. I'm going to fight Mike. What do we do with this?
Arm wrestle.
Arm wrestle Mike to pop the top. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. So, Trails for Tatas listeners, we're at the bottom of our hour. Victor, I think your trail rides are already started. 30 more minutes.
Somebody's out there already.
Okay, they're out there.
Good thing he's not leading.
I know. Yeah, because they'd be late. So back to our Tata's Trail Ale. Who came up with that name?
Again, historic. We had some names, but we decided to choose theirs. Theirs was just better.
I mean, it's a good name, isn't
well,
it?
Well, the second choice was Tatalicious.
Okay.
That's not a bad name either.
Wow. But I love the can, the art. It shows the red rocks. It's got a 4x4. It's got trails, dirt. I mean, it's very cool.
It is.
Very cool. Blue sky, nice white clouds. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I know now that I'll be able to go over this afternoon and pick up some
pale ale. Yes, you can. Yes.
So I'm going to defer and let you have that can as long as you defer and let me have the Culver's.
Okay, you can have the Culver's.
Wow, this is a win-win for all of us. I love this.
So where are we going to be able to buy Tata's Trail Ale? Is it ale?
Ale.
Hopefully, in most of the major restaurants in Prescott, we haven't cleared everything yet, but should be at El Gato Azul is where Barry was thinking about it.
Perfect.
Plaza Deli.
Fat Frog.
Yeah.
Just lots of local places.
Yeah. Just ask for it wherever you go. If you keep asking for it, then they'll get it. We'll make sure of that.
So then does it come out in a can like this, or do they pour it in a glass? Or is it a, what's that other
tap
thing?
Yeah, they have draft and cans, so both are available. We will have the cans for sale at the event today.
Okay, perfect. And how much are they?
And you can taste it. I believe it's $14 a four-pack.
Okay, gosh, that's not bad.
They couldn't give us the exact number when we were there canning it, but yeah, so. And it's a tall can, so it's more.
It is a tall can.
So the best advice I can give is just come prepared with a $20 bill, and they can keep the change for
donation. Exactly, yeah.
I like you more and more, Mike.
I think come with two $20 bills.
Ooh. I like you even more, Sandy.
That's funny. Okay, so we've talked about Tata's Trail Ale. The event is today. What do you have for raffle prizes?
That's
everything?
All we have a little of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have to buy a raffle ticket and you put in each of the little boxes or how does that work?
You have to buy many raffle tickets and then put them in each item that you would like to win.
All right.
Right. And then we'll also have a live auction for the higher dollar items. So,
such as what would an example be?
I think your 4x4 is what.
We have some KC highlight lights that are coming. Oh. We have, we've gotten so many different things. We have some steps for a 4Runner. We have two sets of brand new steps for a 4Runner.
Gift certificates to Rugged Radio and Morflate.
And Center Force clutches. We have a gift certificate for them.
Yep.
We have a $500 membership to Prescott Gun Club on Iron Springs.
Oh, cool.
We have a really nice, really expensive Scentsy basket. So if you're into Scentsy.
And then what was that?
That's that stuff that smells good.
It does smell good.
A necklace that we just got.
Oh, we got a necklace from Raskin's that's worth almost $900.
Whoa.
And it's really pretty.
So who's your auctioneer going to be?
It's Jesse and I.
Okay, all right. Of course.
But if you're listening to this on Sunday and you missed the whole event yesterday, you can still go on our website and donate.
Perfect, Lori. Great point.
Thank you. And Trails, the number four, tatas.com.
And so you can donate up to whatever dollar amount you want.
Yes. Higher the better.
There's no limit.
No limit. So remember, listeners, early detection saves lives. You know, and the annual Trails for Tatas, you have so helped to raise events for men and women in our community. So we totally adore you, respect you, and admire you for your hard work and your passion and love of what you're doing. Because
you
just, you're like the little Energizer bunny. You keep doing this year after year after year.
We do.
You know you can never leave us. So there. So whose idea was this to begin with in 2019?
Do you remember George?
Yes.
It was actually in a club meeting. It was George's idea because he had some family members going through or that had gone through breast cancer. And I think he even at one point had a scare with it. So he just brought that up and they did it that year and we just continued on and just keep growing and growing and growing.
It raised about $3,000 the first year.
Yeah.
And now look at where you are.
Yeah.
Wow. Come a long way.
We have.
What about, now you have Trails for Tatas apparel, merch that you can buy on the website as well.
Absolutely.
Year round.
Year round.
You don't have to just buy it at this event.
Right. Correct.
So your website is kind of cool. It's pretty in pink.
It is.
It's got good stuff on it, you know, and I just thank you to Summit 4x4 for doing all of this and for their love of community making it happen. Because I didn't know 1 in 8 women get breast cancer.
They do. But do you want to hear a really startling statistic?
Yeah,
this one just blew me away.
With our listeners.
20 patients a month in our breast care center, the Bascom Breast Care Center in Prescott Valley, are diagnosed with breast cancer. 20 a month.
That's huge.
In one facility. That's not counting the other doctor's offices, whatever. That's just at the Bascom Breast Care Center every month.
And I would venture to say these are humans that live here in our area.
Yes.
These don't count people going down to the valley or any other
correct
facility, medical facility. That's huge.
It is.
Wow, and look at what you're doing to try and help them. We all know of someone, multiple people, not just one person.
Right.
We know multiple people that have been through this.
Yes.
No,
and they're in it right now. They're fighting for their lives right now.
Yep.
Nope, it touches everybody in one way or another.
It does, Victor. You're so right.
But I went to a meeting that they have last Wednesday of like the survivors, and they just get together once a month and talk. And I was just kind of a fly on the wall until I was brought in to tell them about Trails for Tatas. And just listening to those women, they are such fighters. They are so amazing. And I walked out of there so inspired and thankful for what we do.
Absolutely. You have to be.
Yeah.
Amazing. So we have to take a break, listeners. When we come back, we will wrap up our show and talk more about Trails for Tatas. Mr. Mike, take us to break, please.
Absolutely. My pleasure. This is a great show, and hopefully everybody's listening to this on Saturday. If you're listening Sunday, hopefully it's a repeat, and you heard about this yesterday, so that you can go to the event today. So please stay tuned for some great messages. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Gosh, this week was just beautiful without rain. Mm-hmm. Even though we love the rain, it was beautiful without the rain.
Indeed it was.
I mean, last weekend, just rain all over.
Yeah.
And thunder and lightning, but gosh, it was beautiful.
I don't think that the monsoons realize what their schedule was supposed to be.
You know what? I agree with you.
They're a little late.
They're all messed up.
Well, these hurricanes keep sneaking in on us.
I know. Yeah. I know. And because my quesadillas have stopped singing. Ooh. I wonder if the rain does that.
That's cute.
That's what I call them. Instead of the cicadas, my little quesadillas.
Good.
I don't know.
Well, it'd be good because the trails are drying out, so.
Oh, that's right. So you won't have a lot of mud.
Yep.
So you've got room to park everybody there on that big lot, don't you? Kind of, almost, not quite.
Well,
sure.
We've done it for 2 years. We've got everybody in there, but it's tight.
It's tight. You better carpool. What about, like Mike said on break, that a lot of people don't realize that breast cancer affects men as well?
It does. We had a gentleman come to us that would like to speak this afternoon at the event, putting the word out there that men can get breast cancer.
We've all known men. I mean, in the industry, Mike, we've lost a few men to breast cancer that have been with us in the industry. Mm-hmm. And then we know some that survived and they're still out there working in the industry. So,
but his big thing is a doctor never told him that he had to basically do breast exams.
Wow.
It's not something that men think about.
Okay, men.
On themselves.
Listen to us.
Right.
You need to do that.
Right.
So, good for you.
Now, one of our sponsors' employees actually got breast cancer in his cheek.
Wow.
It's the same cancer. It just happened to show up in his cheek.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Didn't know that could happen.
I didn't know that could happen either.
We're just an all-around learning experience.
Yes. Every
Stick
year.
With us.
Every day, yes. We will keep it local and we'll keep learning. And we'll keep
popping tops.
We'll keep partaking and popping tops. So how do you go back for your sponsors and your donations? Do you reach out to new folks? How do you educate and bring new people on board versus just continuing to go back to some of the same sponsors and supporters?
I just contact everybody.
Yes, you do.
And they're either willing to or, you know, they're not. It's I don't have a system. I always contact the ones that we've had in the past, but I also go after new ones.
Yeah, we keep looking around to see, like with Fat Frog, they were new this year.
Right.
So,
yep.
But we've had people come to us, too. So once they find out what it is and how big it's gotten, we get a lot of people contacting us, just like with Historic wanting to do the beer this year.
Right.
I mean, that was a big surprise.
That is huge. I know. It's just out of the clear blue.
Yep.
Yep.
So who did they reach out to? Jesse, did they call Summit 4x4? Or?
No, actually, I think that was through Lisa West.
Okay.
Because Lisa was the one that had gotten the donations from them in the past.
Okay.
And she immediately turned it over to us, and we rolled with it.
That is just amazing.
We brewed with it.
Yeah, we brewed with that. We brewed with that. That's right. I can hardly wait to chill this and try it. Oh, my word.
It's really good. You're going to like it.
I'm going to like it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's better cold, though. It's not cold.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's kind. This is kind of like room temp.
Yeah.
Right. This, No, it needs to be cold. Okay, so every time we go out to dinner, we need to ask for Tata's Trail Ale.
Right.
Okay, remember
Perfect.
That, Mike. Get that down.
We'll do.
Dinner, not breakfast. Not a drive-through at Culver's.
Well, maybe brunch.
Nah. Okay, brunch we could do.
Yeah, brunch we could do.
Yeah, we could do that. So what else do you want to talk about Trails for Tatas? What other information do we need to get out to our listeners? Today's your big event. You still have got time to go.
Yep. If they have any questions, how can they get a hold of someone?
Okay. They can contact us directly. My phone number is 909-229-7675, or Victor is 949-795-1968.
Yep.
Perfect.
They can call us directly. We can answer any questions they have. If you want to sponsor for next year, if you want to donate for next year.
Or you can still donate for this year. Right. You can really donate year-round.
You can. Absolutely.
And yes. Just go to the website.
Correct.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop on Saturday. We usually go through the end of the year.
Right.
Because we don't present the check until usually January or February.
Okay.
So, it doesn't stop today.
No, and keep track of our Facebook page, which is Trails4Tatas.com, because that also has all of our monthly fundraisers that we have at restaurants, or this year we also had, well, it was supposed to be a miniature golf tournament, but it rained that night. So not a whole lot of people played golf, but we still played arcade games and raised a little money. So we try to do stuff that is fun because our motto is we put the fun in fundraising.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
And we had a great one at Texas Roadhouse this year. They did a kind of a Jeep show and vendors there and everything. And it was one of the best nights that they've ever had.
Yeah. So. Normally at Texas Roadhouse, you have to bring in flyers. So they just pay us a percentage of what we bring in. For that event, it was 10% of every person that walked in that night. We raised $1,400 in a few hours, which was awesome. And that will be happening again next year.
Yep.
So I just went onto your Facebook account and Trails, the number 4 Tatas. Here it is. Oh, my gosh. Here's the ale. Here's the video of the ale coming off the assembly line.
Yeah.
Look at all these little cans coming down, you guys. How cute. So you've got everything on here that you could possibly want to know about Trails for Tatas.
Right.
Wow, and it goes back. It's got all your history and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's been a page for probably 5 years.
Wow, amazing.
And you can go under the events, and it will have the if there are any upcoming events, which at this point there are not. There may still be a couple fundraising events in November and December.
Here's Aaron from Culver's talking about Culver's.
Yep.
He's such a good guy.
He is. He's
amazing.
The best.
So, good job. Keep it up. We're here to support you and help you any way we can. Listeners, today is the Trails for Tatas event. However, you can still participate. You can go buy for auction items. You can go buy for lunch. You can go online, donate, buy merch, and keep the money rolling in.
And we have Jeep ducks.
For sale?
No, those are for anybody that shows up.
Everybody gets a Jeep duck?
If they want one.
I didn't even show up and I got a Jeep duck. Well, we have to take a break. Listeners, we'll be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Lori and Victor, as always, so heartwarming to have you with Mike and me. We adore you, your hard work and what you do. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Beyond fantastic. So, listeners, Trails for Tatas, donate, participate. We all know someone. We've all experienced loss in our lives with breast cancer. It's just a terrible, terrible thing happening to many people. I think more now than ever. I mean, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
So take care of yourself. Eat good food. Drink Tata's Trail Ale.
I'm sure that'll help.
That will definitely help protect you and put you in the covering in the vortex of good health.
It adds to hydration.
And yes, it does add to hydration. So listeners, 778-0040 is YCCA's number if you need us. We are here for you 24/7. So Lori, Victor, we love you and adore you. Thanks for being with Mike and me.
Thank you.
Thanks, next weekend, I say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. We love you. Be safe.
Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.